Some implications. In this book, we have necessarily restricted ourselves to the demolition of only one myth, and have not attempted to treat the very broad subject of the general behavior of Nazi Germany as compared to the Allies, except by recommending the above publications. They will help support the major implication of this work. The media and the Western democracies are exposed as constituting a lie machine of vaster extent than even many of the more independent-minded have perceived. A second implication of this work naturally relates to Palestine. The quote-unquote justification that Zionists invariably give for driving the Arabs out of Palestine always involves the 6 million legend to a great extent. Of course, there is more than one non sequitur involved. Palestine was not invaded by 6 million dead Jews or, indeed, by any dead Jews, and in any case, it is not just or reasonable to make the Arabs pay for whatever the Germans are supposed to have done to Jews in Europe during the Second World War. Moreover, Israel is not a land that welcomes all persons who suffered in some way at the hands of the Nazis, but all Jews, regardless of whether they or their relatives had ever had any contact with the Nazis. Today the United States supplies enough aid to Israel to assure that Israel is able to retain, by armed occupation, lands that the United States itself declares to be rightfully Arab, the territory seized in the 1967 war. Although it is hard to see why the 6 million legend should motivate such a policy, such a motivation or justification is very often advanced. When, in November 1975, an overwhelming majority at the United Nations, in a burst of intellectual clarity rare for that organization, endorsed a resolution declaring Zionism to be a form of racism, a truth as inescapable as 2 plus 2 equals 4, the U.S. Representative Daniel Patrick Moynihan, an otherwise impressive intellect, was reduced in astonishingly short order to hysterical yapping about the 6 million. As was shown by the aftermath of the Yom Kippur War of 1973, this support of Israel is completely contrary to the interests of the West. The obvious fact that this support is immoral, in terms of the moralizing that has become a pervasive feature of Western foreign policies, makes it doubly mad. Another country that has extended considerable material aid to Israel is West Germany. As of 1975, the Bonn government had paid Jews several billion worth of restitutions and indemnifications of various sorts, calculated mainly in terms of dollars of the late 50s and early 60s, and was still making commitments for new payments. The largest single such program was defined in the 1952 Luxembourg Treaty between the Federal Republic and Israel. Bonn committed itself to paying Israel $750 million, primarily in the form of German industrial products and oil shipments from Britain. The program, referred to in Israel as the Schliemann Program, was completed in 1966. The text of the Luxembourg Treaty opens with the words, quote, "Whereas unspeakable criminal acts were perpetrated against the Jewish people during the National Socialist regime of terror, and whereas, by a declaration of the Bundestag on September 27, 1951, the government of the Federal Republic of Germany made known their determination, within the limits of their capacity, to make good the material damage caused by these acts," unquote. The Bonn government has undertaken additional programs of indemnification that have been similarly motivated. Because this work has shown that the quote-unquote unspeakable criminal acts, in the sense in which that expression is used in the Luxembourg Treaty, are largely a hoax and, specifically, a Zionist hoax, it then develops that Israel owes Germany a lot of money, because the proposed justification for the reparations has been invalidated.